Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
It's so good.
I got to be honest, Will.
What?
I saw them in concert in Phoenix. It was one of the worst concerts I have ever been to.
Really?
It was not good.
How long ago are we talking here?
2 years.
Okay. Huh. Do they just not have it anymore?
Yeah,
or were they not with
just,
it? Or
they're kind of goofy and they did
Are they
some,
going through the motions?
They
or?
Did some skits. Don't do that.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
It was really cheesy.
No.
It was really
What do you
bad.
Mean skits? You define that?
He did a skit where he pretended his wife was calling him and he's like, I'm on stage, honey. And it went on for a long, I mean, it just wasn't funny. It's like, play I Can't Fight This Feeling and let's move on, please.
Yeah, please. Please and thank you.
Anyway, Scott Parks is not feeling well. He has vacated the studio.
It has nothing to do with having to work with us.
Yeah,
we can
right?
assure you of that.
Come on, it's
No,
Friday.
It's 100% that.
Gosh. As
okay.
the honorary newsreader, you get the honorary first grievance. Please, we'll stare at grave away.
Thank you. My grievance is, at a concert, people who hold up their camera phone for extended periods in order to record video of multiple songs
uh-huh.
or stream it live or whatever, I got news for you, okay? If you're streaming it on Facebook Live, it's not going to look or sound good. Nobody wants to watch it anyway.
Amen.
Put your phone down.
That is a good grievance.
Oh, yeah. Very good.
Thank you.
All right. I would like to officially welcome everyone to Festivus Friday.
Welcome, newcomers. The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it. My son tells me your company stinks.
Oh, God.
You couldn't smooth a silk sheet if you had a hot date with a babe.
I lost my train of thought.
All right. Kansas City, let's do this. I'm not going over the rules because it's Friday and we've done that for 7 years. And if you don't know them by now, that is on you. Welcome to Festivus Friday, brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Hello, Dan Weinbaum.
Hey, how are you?
Well, I'm good. Happy Festivus.
Yes.
You want to come play radio for a little bit?
Sure, let's do this.
Let's go to Randy and Lawrence, my favorite town. Hi, Randy.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. Go ahead.
My grievance is with the private investigator this morning that followed me from my house at 5 in the morning to work, and I ended up making a big scene, not realizing it was a private investigator, and lost probably about an hour and a half of work.
Randy, why, pray tell, would you have a private investigator following you?
Well, according to the local authorities, it was due to a work comp injury. And they were just wanting to prove that I could make it to work. And back.
Oh, okay.
Aha. Uh-huh.
I threw my back out, and why are you out playing golf?
Yeah. So you weren't, like, doing calisthenics or something when they saw you, were you?
No. I actually joked with my wife when I was headed to work and called her and was like, there's an HHR following me. Well, come to find out, I was actually being followed as they entered my job site and parked their car and started taking pictures.
Wow. And honestly, that would freak me out if I thought someone was following me.
You'd be calling 911.
Someone's following me. They're like, we know someone's following you. 576-7798. Let's go to Annie in Shawnee. Hi, Annie.
Hi, Dana. Well, I hope Scott feels better. My grievance is that today's my birthday.
Happy birthday.
And I got fired.
No. What?
Oh, no. Wait, did you get fired or laid off?
Fired.
Oh. What'd you do?
They fired you on your birthday?
Careful, can't challenge. Yeah. Careful.
I'm not challenging. I'm asking for
Can you tell us clarification? Generally, Annie, the reason generally?
So I actually called in 2 weeks ago when I told you guys I was suspended on Festivus.
I remember.
I was supposed to go back to work on Monday, and they called me today and said, we're going in a different direction. Really, the company is changing, and they said, and we don't want you around anymore.
Oh, Annie, I am so sorry.
Hmm.
You know what, though, Annie? You are going to go find another job where they will appreciate your sense of humor.
Hopefully.
And not to, you know, accidentally quote Michael Jackson here, but Annie, are you okay?
You did not just say that.
I hate that song so much. That one chased me all throughout the school. And the worst part was, I had never really heard the song before. I grew up very sheltered, mm-hmm. So I didn't know. So people kept asking me, Annie, are you okay? And I was like, yes, I'm fine. Why?
Leave me alone. Stop asking.
So that's your other grievance,
right.
Basically.
And yes. And it wasn't once, yes. Annie. They would say, Annie, are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay, Annie?
Right. Exactly.
Sorry.
Honey, I'm so sorry you got fired on your birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah, you go have a glass of wine. You know, she called in a couple weeks ago, and she has kind of a dry, sarcastic sense of humor and works in a customer service type industry. And customers would come in and ask stuff and say stuff. And sometimes she jokingly would say stuff back. Mm. Not offensive at all. She gave us a couple of examples. And I'm
right.
Like, really? Someone complained, mm-hmm. And now they're going in a different direction.
That happens. Lesson learned, maybe. Yeah.
7-6-7-7-9-8. I don't know that anyone is going to be able to top that grievance. Let's go to Anita in North Kansas City. Hi, Anita.
Hi. How are you guys doing?
Hi. Good. Welcome.
Excellent.
Good. Well, mine's about my birthday also, but I don't think I can top that. But my birthday is Monday, and I had been looking forward all year for Kara to sing happy birthday to me.
Oh,
and
all year?
Actually, my birthday is the same as Kara's.
Okay.
Her birthday is Monday also.
Okay. Well,
thanks for reminding us, because...
Oh,
and
my
I don't
God.
Think you guys...
Guards.
Wait, is her birthday Monday?
Yes.
Yes, yeah. It is.
Checks... calendar.
Yes.
Happy birthday.
Yes. It's her birthday Monday. And we share the same
happy
birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Oh. Happy birthday, dear Rodney. Anita. Happy birthday to you.
You know what you should do is just.
That was awesome.
You should just have me in the most deadpan voice possible say the name right in the middle of it.
I agree. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Happy birthday,
dear
Anita.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear
Anita.
Happy birthday to you.
That was awesome, guys.
Anita,
thank
hey,
you.
That's what we're going to do from now on. Happy birthday and don't get fired on Monday.
Perfect.
My goodness, that was funny. I want to do that every time there's a birthday.
I say we should. Just silence out the part with the name in it. We'll drop in the name. Steve. Whoever it is.
576-7798. You can text us your grievance at
22980.
And someone just wrote in, tell Annie being fired was the best thing that ever happened to me.
Yeah, that is the way it is for a lot of folks.
It
you
is.
Think it's the worst thing in the moment, but then all of a sudden this burden is lifted and then you go forward and you rise up.
Just right
it
in.
Happens.
Where did Parks go? Parks is not feeling well. He will be back on Monday. 576-7798. You're listening to Dan Weinbaum and Dana because Parks is sick. We'll be back in a minute.
The wheel in the sky keeps on turning. Tomorrow, wheel in the sky keeps on turning.
producer Dana Ann Parks, Dan Weinbaum sitting in. We got Sam Stevie here. We got Will Sterrett for Festivus Friday, brought to you by Michelob Ultra.
You're surrounded by testosterone.
Yeah, there is a lot of testosterone in this room. 576-7798. You can text in at 22980. Let's go to Dennis in Olathe. Hi, Dennis.
It's Kenneth.
Oh, Kenneth. This says Dennis. I'm sorry, Kenneth. Hello.
Sorry, it's another Kenneth. Grievance he has.
Now he's got two. Go ahead.
My grievance is Scott. He's got to go to work because I got to go.
You have to go to work, so he has to go to work.
That's right.
Well, he did most of the day.
He did.
Challenging his grievance.
No,
that is a challenge.
That is true.
Okay, flag is thrown. Right. Flag all is on the field.
Flag all is on the field.
Right. I retract my statements.
Go to Thank John you. In Independence. Hi, John.
Thanks for keeping me straight.
Hey, guys.
Hi, go ahead.
Great show. Listen, my grievance is with kids having to go back to school sooner and sooner every year.
Okay.
You know, the family summer is shortened, and I remember when I was a kid, we never wondered about the first day of school. It was always the Tuesday after Labor Day.
Yeah.
I remember that. That's the way it was when I was growing up.
Those were the good old times, and Labor Day was always the last day of summer. Every year came same time of the year, and now it's like, you know, sooner and sooner. Before you know it, we're going to have the kids just going school year-round.
It's a good grievance, John, and if you look this up, and I don't know if Independence is part of this, the state has stepped into this argument
right.
with a mandate, and it's on the Missouri side, correct?
Yes, on the Missouri side. I remember doing a little news story on this.
Beginning in 2020, the state is now mandating school
it
start dates.
Start before
prior
a certain
date
in August, right? Because I know a lot of people in Missouri, especially in the more recreational areas,
yeah,
the lakes, the parks, the forests, all of that, they're like, hey, we're getting killed down here because you're cutting out an extra week or two or three or four where people could come down and recreate. And yeah.
Did you just say recreate?
Yes.
Wow.
Recreating.
That was something.
Yes, it was.
Let's go to Shane in Olathe. Hi, Shane.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Good.
Excellent.
Good. Hey, mine is more kind of against what you and Scott were talking about earlier. As a former police officer, I think we need to understand that these criminals made a choice to commit crime. In doing so, they did not choose their family. So if they get shipped off to another state, I'm sorry, but you made that choice. You took the risk of making sure that happened. It goes both ways. After my divorce, I had an opportunity to go back to being a police officer down in Texas. Well, I had a 4-year-old. I wasn't going to leave her.
Yeah.
So I chose not to. So, and if you have a second, I have my 11-year-old with me who loves the show, and he has one as well.
Oh, well, put him on.
Hello.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hello. So my grievance is with teachers who dismiss you but not the bell. You need to get to your next class.
Oh, did someone make you stay late, buddy?
Yes.
No, they said that the bell doesn't dismiss you. I dismiss you as the teacher.
Oh, okay. The old I dismiss you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Those teachers.
That's a good grievance, buddy. Thank you for it. 576-7798. You can text in your grievance at 22980.
I feel like we should apologize for being a bad influence on the kid in the car.
I agree. Will?
Yeah.
From the text line?
Mm-hmm.
My grievance is that I didn't realize Michael Jackson was saying, Annie, are you okay, all of these years. I thought he was saying, Annie, are you walking? Annie, are you walking? Are you walking, Annie? It never made sense to me, but he was a musical genius. It didn't have to make sense. Go figure.
Right.
Why are you texting into your own text line?
Annie, are you walking?
Because you mishear the lyrics
Annie,
all the time.
Annie, are you walking? Even I knew it was Annie, are you okay?
Well, yeah, but all bets are off when it comes to Michael Jackson. I mean, he is the same one who included the line, you're a vegetable, in his song, and had another one that began with the line, your butt is mine.
Your butt is mine.
Which probably should have, you know, been a warning as to what was coming, but regardless, yeah.
Yeah, here's a grievance on the text line, 22980. My grievance? I saw a beautiful picture of my ex, and I've been heartbroken all day.
Oh.
Aw. We feel for you.
Mm. Yeah, that actually hit me in the feels right there.
Yeah, I know. It's like, oh, man.
576-7798. It was probably Photoshopped. Let's go to James in Belton. Hi, James.
Hey, what's going on? How y'all doing today, man?
Hi.
Excellent.
So my grievance is with the ticket selling situation, man, because every time an event comes up, I tried to get tickets for WWE SmackDown coming. Me and my son, he's a big wrestling fan, he want to go, and I'm in the waiting room online. I'm trying to get the front row seat the best I can.
Yeah.
And right as soon as it starts, the automatic computer people who resell tickets buy up all the tickets in the first five rows or whatever. So I'm stuck. If I want to get front row seats, I got to go and buy them after sale for like triple the price.
It's like fair.
I get stuck sitting in the lower level. It's pretty horrible.
It's not fair.
It is maddening. We have heard that grievance before. And I am sorry, because it is maddening when that happens to you.
Is he still on the phone? Because I do have a question for him.
I can get him back. Are you still there, James?
I am here. What's up, Wade?
Hey, have you ever been close enough to get sweat or bled on at one of those events?
Well, we have, because I actually had to pay triple the prices before. I mean, I sat front row before, but I'm not paying that price no more. But yeah, we actually have sat pretty close before. Right?
How bad was it? Did you need a towel?
Nah, man, it wasn't bad at all, man.
Okay.
It was a great life experience.
Oh, gross!
So it's not like, okay, well, it's not like going to a Gallagher show then when you know, got to wear the parka as he's smashing the watermelons. It's not quite that bad.
I'm going to read this, and then I have a question before we get to the news. Someone just wrote in, people blowing their grass in the road. I don't get it. Why, just why? Not only does it look horrible when you're mowing, okay? Motorcycles absolutely despise it. My mother posted on Facebook a couple of weeks ago. She said, I had never heard this. Did you know the grass on the road is dangerous to motors? I have never heard that.
I've never heard it.
I'm guessing because it
traction,
can become
that's a real thing.
Slippery.
Yeah,
traction, right.
Centrifugal force is how you stay on a motorcycle. And so if you're going around a bend and there's grass, you're going down.
To me, gravel would be more dangerous than grass.
Well, gravel is dangerous more dangerous as well, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
I had never seen that, but it's a good one. You're not supposed to blow your grass in the road.
Yeah. I know we got to get to news, but there's a grievance for that 11-year-old we heard from on the text line. My grievance is that I'm a teacher and kids don't understand that I dismiss them, not the bell.
Oh!
So a teacher just threw down.
And with that... From the text line, I thought it was Amy, are you okay?
No, it's Annie. Now, did you know that the doll, when you're doing CPR training, is called Annie?
Annie, are you okay?
Well, no, not that. It's what you're supposed to, she's just
Why?
Called Annie.
Why?
Is there a reason for
and
it?
And you go up to her and say, Annie, are you okay? Are you okay?
And you're
that's
supposed,
where it comes from.
Here's the other deal. You're supposed to shout it. Are you okay?
Wait, that's where it comes from?
Yes.
That's not, is that, you think that's where the Jackson lyrics
Michael
come,
Jackson
from?
Got his lyrics from a CPR doll?
Yes.
You know, stranger things have happened.
Yeah, very creative. Especially around him. Yeah. Annie, are you okay? It's the CPR doll.
Wow.
From the text line, I am a school nurse and my grievance is with parents who act like they had no idea that their students needed shots before school started. I only sent home 10 different forms of communication to you to warn you.
What is this MMR you speak of? What?
Shots?
Let's go to Brian in DeSoto. Hi, Brian.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
That's good. Hey, my grievance is with the Johnson County DMV. Explain to me how I check in at 11 o'clock. And I get to number 7 in line, and I check my status 15, 20 minutes later, and I'm number 9 in line.
Oh, Brian.
Don't get Dana started on the DMV.
Is this the driver's license bureau or the DMV?
The license plate. License plates.
The license plate place.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I cannot help you there. I have been through it. Don't get me started on the inspection process. I think I'm still sitting in that lobby, but your grievance has been heard. Let's go to Jay in Independence. Hi, Jay.
Miss Dana, how are you today?
Hi, I'm so good.
Well, my grievance, my debit card, I got about a year on it till it expires, but my magnetic strip has already worn down to practically nothing. It doesn't scan at most places I go to, including gas stations, which obviously causes a problem. So I call the number on the back of my card. I need a new card. They say I have to close that card and then wait 10 business days, which is 2 weeks to the layman.
Yep.
10 business days where they send me a new card. Now, justify that. Snail mail takes 3 days. Does it take 7 days to print one of those cards?
Yeah, it's that, Jay, that's not good. And most people, let's be honest, cannot go 10 days without a bank card.
No.
No way.
Not in this modern day and age.
No. Anytime that mine gets compromised, I drive directly to my bank and get another one issued
and
on site.
And we just had to go through this because I was hacked when I was out of town. The process to change over all of that stuff, your bills, and my goodness. From the text line, I asked Annie if she was okay in CPR class, and she said she couldn't feel her legs.
Thank you.
Because, see, there's no... Okay.
My grievance is that every sense you said, Annie, are you okay, was Annie, are you walking, and played the song, all I hear is Annie, are you walking?
Yeah, I had that happen a couple of minutes ago.
Play it again.
It really sounded like Annie, are you walking?
Really?
To me, it did.
I don't hear it.
This is going to ruin another song for me. Annie, are you walking? Are you walking? Walking. Annie, are you walking?
Annie, are you walking? Are you walking, Annie? It sounds almost like it's Annie, are you walking? You're using a walk.
That
W-O-K. Oh. You're doing some stir fry.
Annie, are you walking?
That's what it sounds like.
Mm-hmm. She's at
Because Annie Bowling's. Likes stir fry. Yeah.
Annie, are you walking? That's actually kind of true. I think I hear that now. Let's go to Cameron in Lansing. Hi, Cameron. Hello, Cameron. Hello. Hello. I can hear you breathing, Cameron.
Oh, that was me.
Let's try it again. Cameron, are you there? Nope.
Nope. Cameron's gone.
Fine. Forget you, Cameron. Do you have a grievance, Dan?
Actually, no.
Mine
I
is
don't.
Now that I can't get Annie, are you walking, out of my head.
Let me think about it. I might come up with something.
Someone just wrote in, my bank will reprint a debit card while I wait. You need to change banks.
Mine does.
Mine does too.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
It's just a card.
They'll issue it on site.
Mm-hmm.
My biggest gripe with it, and I did it to myself, but my bank is about an hour and a half away, so I have to hit the highway. But yeah, once I get there, I'm in and out of the bank in under 5 minutes.
Boy, here's a good one. My grievance is with my 18-year-old self that chose a degree that my 23-year-old self now does not want to pursue.
Mm.
I will be drowning in loan debt for far too long.
That is so many people.
It is.
That is so many people.
So many people. I am really sorry to hear that. Really sorry. You know, one of my best friends started out in advertising and then took a hard left turn.
Okay.
You cannot get much further away from advertising than veterinary medicine.
Whoa.
True.
You literally have nothing that transfers. No, maybe biology 101.
Right.
There were no prereqs.
Courses,
nothing transferred.
A math class, maybe.
But she did it. 576-7798. Let's go to Joe in Kansas City. Hi, Joe.
Hey. My grievance is that I started a new job this week on third shift, so now I listen to the show on podcast overnight, and I can't call in with my comments or complaints on the story.
Oh, man, Joe. You know what? That gives me an idea. Why don't we do like a special Dana and Parks overnight?
Like a podcast
show.
Line?
No, live overnight.
Yeah, let's
for
do
the
that.
Third shift workers in Kansas City.
Absolutely.
You know, that is not a bad idea. And, Joe, you are not the first person to bring this up who said you need some kind of clearinghouse for us to weigh in when we listen later on podcast.
Right.
But I don't even know technologically how that would work.
Well, you could always set up a voicemail line.
Okay. Like the consumer complaint line.
Right. Call whatever, leave your message, done.
Or you could put like a Facebook post with a link to each podcast and they could comment to that Facebook post.
Have the thread there.
I like the idea of the comment line better because I always find those to be so hilarious.
Yeah.
Like you can just sound off on anything you want and we'll pick the best five and play it at the end of the week.
I was just about to say that would make for some good content.
It really would.
Good stuff.
Try to get in on the comment line. 576-7798. Let's go to Lisa in Kansas City. Hi, Lisa.
I got one for you, Dana.
Oh, lay it on
me.
Have you been
on the Missouri side where 210, you drive down 210 and 435 is above it?
Right.
They have a figure eight roundabout.
No.
And for the life of me, okay, granted, I take medicine for vasculitis. I take chemo and prednisone, so I get all fuzzy brained. I keep getting on 435 instead of heading straight on 210 because I don't know which way to go.
A figure eight round. What am I, Tanya Harding? Who's going to know how to do that?
I don't know, but if they don't stop it,
I'm going to ice skating reference.
Wow.
Here comes my triple sow cow after the figure eight roundabout.
Don't forget the triple lunch.
And what would the point be to a figure eight roundabout? There's absolutely not. I just think these are a bunch of engineers.
No, there's a lot. There's a lot of basis for these. There's a lot to back these up.
Let's figure eight and see what happens.
Why'd you go with an ice skater instead of like Danica Patrick, who's a race car driver?
Did you also see, Sam, the other day, my mom said my aunt got a ticket for failing to signal out of a roundabout.
We talked about that.
Really?
Dan. So, and the roundabout in Topeka is the size of this desk.
Okay.
It's a teeny tiny circle.
Right.
I could walk across it in 3 seconds.
Right.
She got a ticket because she was going around and didn't do the one blink signal when she got off. There would be no time to do a two blink. Okay. You only have time for a one blink.
So
she got a ticket.
So she didn't use her turn signal as the law prescribed and got a ticket.
There's no
What's
time
the problem
to
here?
Signal.
There is time to. How
the
fast is she?
Roundabout is the size of a postage stamp. We're not in Great Britain.
How fast is she driving in the roundabout that she doesn't have time to use a turn signal?
The roundabout is the size of a good Volkswagen SUV.
Mm-hmm.
That's how big this thing is.
There is enough time to signal. I'm telling you, I've never come across a roundabout that is too small to signal.
It's the dumbest idea that you have to signal out of a 4-foot-wide roundabout that I've ever heard in my life.
It's for the people coming into the roundabout.
If there's someone coming at me and I'm trying to come in, I assume you're hitting me, and I wait.
I haven't driven through this area in a while, 435 and 210, but I know they've been doing a lot of construction there. I think they're doing a special type of diverging diamond.
That's the other one I hate. I haven't been on Rose since
I
did it.
I don't know if it's a roundabout, but I think it's a diverging diamond.
The diverging diamond forces you to go the wrong way.
No, it's not the wrong way.
It does put you on the left side of the road.
It puts you on the left side of the road.
Because it's easier for all the trucks and everybody to take left turns when you don't have to cross traffic. The diverging diamond, I think, is fantastic. Whoever came up with that was a genius.
No, I think they were on acid, and
genius.
I wish it would go away.
We're going to throw to Jake real quick.
Okay, hi, Jake.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, good. Go ahead.
Hey, so I want to get in on this roundabout ticketing situation. So a few years ago, I was taking a driver's test here on the Missouri side, and I had used my signal going into the roundabout and also used it going out of it and was told that I did not have to signal going in or going out.
I think your mom's got a case now.
Is it a Missouri rule, though? Were you in Missouri?
I was in Missouri, so it may be different in Kansas. But as far as Missouri goes, you do not have to signal in or out.
This was in Topeka, right?
This was in Topeka.
Well, things are different in Topeka.
Yeah.
Highfalutin Topeka roundabout.
I knew you didn't have to signal going in because the road naturally takes you into the roundabout. But signaling out, I've always just signaled out. But that's interesting to hear on the Missouri side. That's good to know.
And I have to. I've signaled out as well.
Yeah.
That's just Kansas law, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe the police in Missouri are like, I'm just not going to write a ticket for that.
Good call.
All right.
Good call. Thank you for it. 576-7798. You are listening to Dana and Parks. Baby, come back. Any kind of fool could see there was something in everything about you.
Baby, come back. You can blame it all on me. I was wrong. Welcome back.
Actor Peter Fonda has died at the age of 79. The family just released a statement. He died this morning at his Los Angeles home, surrounded by family. He is Jane Fonda's younger brother.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes, younger sibling to Jane Fonda.
Of course, the most famous for Easy Rider, correct?
Yeah, yeah. Peter Fonda was an Easy Rider, part of the whole counterculture of the 60s. And all of that. He won Golden Globes for later stuff back in the 90s. What was that, Yulee's Gold or something?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll put that on our website. Peter Fonda dead at the age of 79. 576-7798 as we wrap up Festivus Friday, brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Let's go to Sherry in Independence. Hi, Sherry.
Hi.
Hi, go ahead.
My grievance is when I'm listening to talk radio, and I don't get in at the very beginning, and I'm listening, and I'm thinking, oh, wow, the kids would love that. That'd be so much fun. Or maybe my husband and I should go to something that they're talking about. And then I listen, and I listen, and at the end, they don't tell us where it is.
Okay, well, that's understandable.
Okay.
I'm trying to think if we've ever done
good
that.
Good chat, guys. Okay.
People, and I'm not challenging her grievance, but people will say to me constantly on the text line, like, where's that show? Let's say, where's that show? Where's the Cirque du Soleil? Like, and I'm happy to provide that information. We're always happy to provide it, but there are other ways you can...
You can look things up.
That's always what I'm like.
The Google.
I'm just saying.
Just Google it.
If there was... And I joke about this all the time.
I'm happy to tell you.
People say, hey, how do you find... I'm like, God, if there was just something that we could, like, keep in our hands that we could... You know, used to access all of the information belonging to humanity since the dawn of time.
Right.
That would be awesome if we could have something like
that.
That would
be where you do it.
Not challenging.
No. Let's go to Jenny in Belton. Hi, Jenny.
Hi.
Hi, go ahead.
Well, I had one about something about Mondays, and I'm just like, but then I thought of a better one. Why my husband, who's not really my husband, after 14 years of being together, can't fix my AC in my car when I have to drive half an hour to work.
Wait, can we just back up for a second?
The husband who's
my
not
husband
the husband?
Who's not really my husband. What does that mean?
We've been together for 14 years, and we've always talked about getting married, but just some financial thing always comes up.
Sure.
Well, you're already married.
And so
married.
We haven't been able to get married.
Are you common law married?
Yeah.
After 7 years, you are.
I don't know if Missouri does common law marriage.
Okay. Well, you tell him he can fix your AC, and when he does, you'll marry him. Tell him I said.
You can wait just another month, and it'll start cooling off.
Curtis, let's wrap things up in Kansas City. Hi, Curtis. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going today?
It's going good. Go ahead.
My grievance is I work for a delivery company that delivers food to gas stations, and every single day that I go to any of these stations, for some reason, the workers decide to take it upon themselves to reorganize and move everything. So I have to spend an additional 30 minutes reorganizing and cleaning before I can stock.
That is a great grievance, and I will add to that, Curtis, when they move stuff around at the grocery store, it drives me crazy.
Where is
crazy.
It?
Do not move the peanut butter. I'm used to it being in aisle 10.
You are trained.
Thank you for
joining
us.
On how to
us.
Seek out things in a maze.
Scott should be back on Monday after he decided to dip out a little bit early on a Friday.
He went AWOL.
I mean, you know, he'll be back Monday. Thank you, Dan, for sitting in.
Sure.
On behalf of myself, Sam Stevie, and Rebecca Crockett now in the newsroom, thank you for joining us for Dana and Parks. Again, we will be back on Monday. Have a safe weekend. Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.